On today's episode...
It was done by a technicality.
Of a legend who recommended you. You are nothing, and you are a fool, and you are a waste of time.
Good night.
The podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson.
Oh, I'm not proud of him. He doesn't let his disability get in his way. He just likes talking to people.
Intellectually, I just think he's ready to do something. You know, I think he's ready to better himself and get there.
So what he's always wanted to do, and he's chasing his dream, so just give it your all and good luck.
Presented by Jordan Anderson and Scott Bruton. Follow the dream.
On today's episode, I'm going to tell you about my shenanigans at the races. Hiya, mate.
Hiya, mate.
Are you all right?
Do you know what? I'm not. I've got to be honest with you. I've just sat in traffic 45 minutes because City are playing, which is horrible enough at the best of times, let's be honest. But
I know.
If there's one thing that I hate, it's sitting in traffic. It's one of me bugbears about driving. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. But well, other than that, well, I'm all right, mate.
Well, I wouldn't really know what you mean as I don't drive, but I can feel your pain.
No, this is it. You get chauffeured about. You're one at Privilege View.
I know.
you and my good lady Helen.
Lovely, isn't it?
Well, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know, mate. I'm the one doing the driving. Although, no, I don't mind driving. Don't mind driving at all. Although, no. You know, when there's some idiot in front of you that's not using his indicators, that's another one. Honestly, we could do a podcast about this alone because I could just ramble. Anyway, we're not here to talk about driving. How was the races? Talk to me.
Oh, it was absolutely brilliant. It's something I've wanted to do since I was a little boy, go to the races, because, as you know, a lot of people in my family are very, very big racing fans. Mm. So I've enjoyed the racing since when I was young. I used to watch it on the telly, and to get to go was like a dream come true.
Well, your uncle's into racing as well, isn't he?
He is, yeah. And me and James just went down to Adock Park and had a wonderful day.
Well, I saw the photo that you sent across to us. You looked very, very sharp, I have to say, in your shirt and tie, mate.
Yeah, I absolutely love the outfit.
You scrubbed up well. You scrubbed up well, I've got to say.
Thank you.
But the main thing is, did you win anything? That's the burning question.
Well, I came home £100 better off.
Wow. Amazing. I think that deserves a round of applause. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Nice.
Well, let's just say I'm a good gambler. But, listeners, I do not condone gambling.
So let's post him Ray Winston. Please gamble responsibly.
Yeah.
Bet365. They don't sponsor the podcast, by the way.
No.
Just thought I'd throw that one in there. So what are you going to do with the money? Are you going to save it for a rainy day, or have you got your eyes on something?
No, I'm going to put it in my account and then wait until my mum and Sophie go on their little holiday, and which isn't far away, and I'm going to spend it while I'm at my Auntie Dawn's and use it for that.
Yeah, fair enough. Where are they going? Anywhere nice?
Well, they're going on two holidays. They're going to Menorca, and then on the first holiday, and then on the second holiday, they're going to Bulgaria.
Bulgaria? Bit of a switch up.
They've been to Bulgaria two or three times. They've got friends over there called Rose and Ali.
Nice. Doesn't Menorca technically count as Spain? I was going to say, yeah, it does. Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
I don't know, because I'm not good at geography.
I'm pretty sure it does.
I put my hands up. I'm not good at geography.
We've got Bossman sat at the desk just nodding approval. Yeah, so okay. Yeah. I thought it did. It's like, don't think it's like a Spanish island, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've got something to mention.
Oh, what?
The culmination of hearts make me a millionaire. Amanda Holden gave away £1 million.
To a lady called Margaret.
Yeah, South African.
Yeah.
She was, and she picked the most ridiculous reason for her number. So in this Hearts Make Me a Millionaire, they narrowed it down to like 10 finalists, and all 10 of these finalists had to pick a box like Deal or No Deal. and they, you know, they got put into this draw as to who was going to go first and whatever. And this lady, she was like, well, I was trying to think about, you know, which box to pick, and all my numbers had gone, and I saw this man backstage with beautiful eyes, and he's got two of them, so I decided to pick box number two. And she ended up bagging £1 million.
What, just because he had two eyes?
Because he had two eyes, yeah. I hope that guy got cut, by the way.
I bet he didn't see that coming.
Hey! He's here all week. But yeah, Amanda Holden was down in the Heart Make Me a Millionaire vault, interviewing all of the contestants. You'd be a bit gutted, wouldn't you? If you've, like, say, if you were one of those people that turned down, like, 10 grand or 15 grand just to open a box that says, you're not a millionaire. Thanks for playing anyway.
Why, is that what the boxy said?
Yeah. Like, wow. I'm not a millionaire or something to, well, words to those effect.
But I bet behind the scenes, what we don't know about, I bet they all got a consolation prize.
Nah, mate. Nah, that was the game show. It was the gamble. You either, you know, you take the money offered to you, or you leave with nothing.
Oh.
Grim, mate. Grim.
No. Well, with that, shall we move on to the Amanda Holden fact file?
Yes.
Because we were talking about holidays before. Amanda's favourite holiday destination is a place called Santa Monica.
Santa Monica? That's not in America, is it?
I think it is.
Santa Monica Boulevard. That's what I'm thinking. It came to my head, yeah. Santa Monica, yeah.
And do you know why?
Malibu.
Do you know why it's her favourite place?
Mm.
It's because She's got a number of children. I think she's got two children.
Yeah.
And both of their births, she gave birth each time in a Santa Monica hospital.
Ah, so they've got American citizenship.
So it's their like kind of special place, if you will.
Very smart.
She always holidays there.
Help support the podcast by buying a Follow the Dream mug. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.
A couple of weeks ago, as some of you may remember, we introduced a fabulous new feature called Listener of the Week. So let's crack on with that, and we'll talk to this week's Listener of the Week.
Hello?
Hi, is that Jenny?
It's
Hiya, it's Jordan.
Hiya, how are you?
I'm all right. I'm just born to tell you, you're this week's Listener of the Week.
Oh, wow, thank you. Well, thank you so much. You chose... It's a good week to be the Listener of the Week, because episode 12 was my favourite ever episode.
Thank you. I'm glad I've been doing things right.
You have been doing things right. You had me in stitches.
What was your favourite joke?
Over the weeks?
Yeah.
It might be controversial because I think you only got one out of five for it. But I think my favourite was the pizza one.
Oh.
Where there was a commotion and the pizza was dropped.
Right. I like
and
that one too.
Emergency services. I think you got one for that, but it deserves more, I think.
I know. It does deserve more.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
It definitely doesn't.
Yeah, it does. That's my favourite. I remember that one.
Well, in fairness, the Listener of the Week spoken, so, you know, we'll take that. I've been overruled,
okay,
Jenna.
Okay.
What would you give it if you had to give it a score out of five?
I'd give it a solid five. Because it
wow.
made me laugh.
She?
Yeah, solid five it is then.
Someone knows.
The first ever joke of the week that's been regraded.
It's a new thing, you see. Listener of the Week can regrade.
Hello. This should be a staple. If the listener of the week likes the joke, then they get to regrade them.
Absolutely.
Do you have a favourite episode?
Oh, episode 12. You had me in stitches, and the fact that Scott was laughing so much made me laugh even more.
Was that the one where I spilled
the breakfast table? No, it was the breakfast table incident.
Oh, that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yes. You could tell how well you two know each other because the banter about that was just so funny.
I wasn't very pleased with that.
You weren't very pleased? You didn't... You,
You didn't like the title that you got?
No, I didn't. No, I wasn't very pleased with our Rebecca calling me a knobhead.
Well, your thing is, I can identify proud knobhead. That's one of the things that I can identify with.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Somebody else has just called it me now.
We're going to get that on a T-shirt, I think.
Yeah.
How many times have you been called that since then, Jordan?
I don't know. Over 10 times.
Yeah, you started something, haven't you?
Yeah. So for people that don't know our relationship, would you just like to let the listeners know how we know each other?
Of course I would. It's been a long time, hasn't it? Because we first met when you were at St. George's.
We did.
Yeah, and you were there with Mrs. K, and we got to know each other then.
Yeah.
But I have to really big you up now, Jordan, because you are my absolute favourite Facebook friend, and that's how we've stayed friends since.
I know. You were my favourite teacher at school.
Oh, that's so kind.
You were.
But I just, on Facebook, you're just so enthusiastic about everything, and that becomes infectious.
I know.
Whatever you're into, it's the radio, your music, it all comes across on Facebook, and now it's coming across in your podcast.
I know. And I really love what I'm doing, and I'm really grateful for all your support.
So well, it's been easy. I've loved it. I look forward to it.
That's why I've chosen you as Listener of the Week.
Oh, you found something that you're really shining with this, aren't you?
Yeah, I found something that I feel I really can excel at, and I've got
a
fantastic team behind me, and I've got all my family and friends, and then I've got you. I've got everybody.
And you and Scott, I can tell you, how long have you known each other?
Oh, going
how long
back
has it
now?
Been?
Well, we met when, well, I was 17, you were, what, like just 16? So.
Oh, wow.
Well, we're going nearly 20 years now.
In fact, we met in a chippy.
We did meet in a chippy, yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
In a chippy?
Yeah. Yeah, so there was a chippy across the road from our college, Jenny. We both went to High Clarendon, and Jordan had come and get some chips. And he'd left his money, so I bought him some chips, rice and gravy. And we've been firm friends ever since.
What a way to speak. Just, I think that really comes across in the podcast, because you can tell how well you know each other. And you've got this similar sense of humour, I feel like.
Well, yeah, I mean, when he's not telling me terrible jokes, you know, like the pizza one.
I know, we have to part with those, don't we?
That's just me.
But the one, the last podcast, I enjoyed it so much, I played it to my dad, so we're getting a range of audience here. And my dad laughed as well. I'm sorry, Jordan, because I'm going to bring up the breakfast incident again, but my dad laughed at that. You made me dad laugh.
I'm not going to live that down, am I?
Never.
Nope.
But thank you, Jenny, for spreading the word of the podcast, though.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I can give you some. My son, Ben, has also heard, because I've listened to it in the house.
Yeah.
And he said that it sounds professionally put together, the sound effects. I think he means jingles and things. I don't know what he meant by sound effects, but that's what Ben said.
That's a shout to boss man there.
Yep. Great editing. So, thank you for being Listener of the Week, and I hope you enjoyed it.
I certainly do. I am actually sat here. I will put a photograph in. I have got a photograph on. I have got my Follow the Dream T-shirt on, especially for the occasion.
Wow.
Definitely got to send that to us so we can get it on Facebook,
yeah,
Jenny.
Yeah, put that on Facebook.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh,
I really appreciate this once again.
Oh, sorry if I'm waffling on too much.
No.
Jordan, it made me nervous.
No, you did great, Jenny. You did great. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day.
Thank you once again.
Thank you for having me as a listener of the week. Thank you, Jordan. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Take care, Jenny. Bye. You.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, she's lovely, her.
She used to, she was my teacher.
What did she teach you?
Well, you know, it was in primary school, so you wouldn't have had all your subjects would have been taught to you by one teacher.
Yeah.
So she basically taught me the whole curriculum.
Nice, nice. What year?
Well, in my last two school years, I was integrated into mainstream schooling from special educational needs schooling, and Jenny was one of the teachers that helped me. What's the word?
Like find your way.
Find my way into the mainstream system.
And just helped you kind of get to grips with, you know, how to
get used to it.
Yeah.
Because me going straight into the mainstream system because I've been in the SEN system for a number of years, it wasn't just a case of like, right, you go into a mainstream school. I kind of went into like for a taste of days, and then I got like fully integrated.
And I think especially at that age as well, you know, when you're kind of trying to find your way in the world and stuff, I think having positive role models and teachers like Jenny is really beneficial, right?
Yeah. And that school I went to, St. George's, it was my favourite school I've ever been to. Well, you've guessed it. It's that time of the week again. Joke of the week. Scott.
What? Why was the sand laughing? Tell me.
Because the seaweed.
Yeah, no, it's all right. Yeah, 3 out of 5. 3 out of 5. I've heard a different variation of that joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, why did lobster blush?
Why?
Because the seaweed.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that was a penguin joke. You automatically lose a point for that.
Damn.
That says 2 out of 5. No, 2 out of 5. I'm sure Jenny loved it then.
Another bad joke. Another end to another podcast. I'll see you next week.
A Positive Media Company production. Follow the Dream. Presented by Jordan Anderton and Scott Bruton. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.